With your SEO arcade tool, why did you want to create a tool based on correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I'm aware, it can predict the ROI from SEO. Is that correct?
In a way, yes. In a sandbox type of way. So it's directional. So I had a keyword research process and I said, okay, if I have a specific keyword and I look at the other 10 URLs and I grab the top 100 keywords that those pages rank for, I have something unique. I have a shard of data that Google says these pages are all connected to this term semantically, right? And they also co-rank for these other terms and phrases. So what a fantastic way to, instead of using machine learning and trying to figure out semantic on the back end of how are these terms connected, I can say that I know Google connects, a good example is Cookeville Pest Control. You know, you have Google Pest Control, you have Pest Control Service, Pest Control Company, bug spraying, you know, the terms and phrases that they co-rank for when you rank for one term gives you a little bit of a keyword universe for that particular service. So that was my go-to process. So I'd go to Ahrefs, I'd plug in the URL, see where I'm ranking, and then grab one particular term for one particular page and look at those top 10 URLs. Go and download the CSV of the top 100 keywords that those pages, keywords that those pages rank for. Then spend the next 30 minutes in Google Sheets, copying, pasting from those downloaded CSVs until I had a document. And I realized, you know what? Okay, now I've got duplicates because a lot of these five pages all had the same term. And then lightning struck my brain. And I said, that's the signal. That's how I can tell that Google sees the overlap. If for this particular phrase, 10 out of 10 URLs all co-rank for one of those phrases, that is a higher priority. That is more relevant to the core phrase versus one of these domains is really strong. And it ranks for peanut butter chips because they have an article. You know, it's a one-off or it's a deep cut or it's a long tail term. So you could flip it on its head and say, okay, what are the terms and phrases that just one of our competitors really does well for? And boom, there you go. Long tail research. You can find that phrase that only one of your competitors is going after and create unique relevant content to target it. So if you flip that on its head, you've got highly relevant terms, and you've got long tail terms. So I was doing this manually, and it took, you know, 3 hours for me to do it for a particular page. And I remembered, oh, hey, you know what? I worked at an SEO SaaS, and I have an SEO developer friend who said, hey, if you ever want to make an SEO tool, well, you reach out and we'll partner on it. So John Zumbrun is a wizard, and we partnered up, and he said, I wanted to, you know, take this term, we'll go connect to Google data for SEO, find the top 100 keywords for each of those 10 URLs, bring it back and do some math and show which terms are overlapping, which are not. And that was great. And then I said, okay, well, if I'm targeting a specific page, I generally can take it to the next and show the volume for it. If I have a matrix of what the organic click-through rate is for that term, then I can predict traffic, you know, because organic click-through rate means, you know, out of the distribution for that particular type of phrase, you know, 5% go, and 25% go to the number one listing, you know, 23 go to the second. And Advanced Web Ranking has an ongoing published organic CTR study. I'll share the link with you. It's a fantastic resource because it changes by, you know, whether it's commercial intent or whether it's image intent or those, they kind of break it out. And so you can have a organic click-through rate chart that kind of approximates, hey, if I spend the time to rank for your Belinda real estate, and I know how much search volume occurs in that month from the Google AdWords API, says about this much traffic is coming. If I've got that organic CTR, I can make a prediction of how much traffic arrives at the page. And traffic's good, but I was working with a client. They wanted to know, I needed to do when I came back to Raven Tools the second time, which was a whole nother journey. They'd been bought by a company called TapClix. And the customer product manager, the marketing manager, wanted to know if we increased traffic or if we increased rankings over the next year by investing in a content marketing budget, how much additional signups could we get from that? And I said, okay, well, we know what our conversion rate is off of our marketing site for free trials and how many free trials turn into paid trials. So I had that conversion rate of, you know, they had the free trial sign up and they had the conversion, which is kind of the same as you have a lead and you have an actual sale, right? So in SEO, a lot of people just stop at optimizing the page and they say, okay, well, I'm going to work on the rankings. I'm going to change the content. And as soon as that organic traffic lifts up, my job's done. But there's another step because you're getting people there to do something. You're getting paid. The business is making money somehow. And they have a page, they have a site to drive traffic there. The only time it works otherwise is if you're working off of a grant and nonprofit. And I hate to tell you this, but businesses don't like being nonprofit. They call that failing and they go bankrupt when you turn your for-profit business into a nonprofit. So you can't operate a website for a profit company like a nonprofit. You got to convert them. You got to have the hallelujah moment where you reach into their wallet and get the money, or you get them to be a lead and then you get them to be a money. So I thought about that and said, okay, well, I'm going to need to know, you know, what the conversion rate is and what that sale conversion rate is too, because it's not just the one. Even on e-commerce, it's you add it to the cart and then you buy it. So even if there's no purchase, there's really very few. Yeah, it's always add to cart and whoever makes it through the buying process. So there is always a lead sale. So you take that conversion rate and you multiply the traffic by it. You say, okay, well, if I know that I'm going to rank number one for this and 25% of that is going to get me this much traffic, I can multiply that traffic by the conversion rate. And then I can take that converted amount and say, okay, out of these 100 people, I convert 50% of them. That tells me then I've got 50 sales. I should know how expensive or how cheap what the pricing is of the thing that I'm selling. So I can plug that in at the end. I know how many sales I have. I multiply that by revenue for that product. Boom, there's an estimate. If I ranked at the top of the page one for that term, it could equal this much revenue at the end. You know, there's a funnel that goes from the left to the right, but you can math it out for a particular a singular page or service. So that's what I did in SEO Arcade. I added those next layers. You input your conversion rate, sale rate, revenue per sale, and it's just math. It just multiplies across. So we've got the search volume, traffic estimate, conversion estimate, sale estimate, revenue. So if you at a glance know now, hey, if I input this one term, it's going to have this universe of phrases. If I can then really make a business argument and say, this is the marketplace for the top most relevant keywords for this particular phrase that's heavily relevant to it. Here's a representation of how much money you could make if you were at the top of the page for all of those terms.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.